that time of the year in Manhattan for Platinum Guild International to give us the latest trends in diamond and platinum jewelry.
One of the hottest trends, especially for Christmas time, is entry platinum. That is platinum fashion jewelry that retails for $3,500 or less, or platinum engagement rings and wedding bands that are $2,500 or less. PGI actually did a consumer focus group, and we found that consumers want platinum. But sometimes, because platinum is perceived to be the best, they think it's out of their price range. It's not. We have this beautiful piece here from Simon G, a beautiful platinum and diamond pendant for $1,650. We have these beautiful platinum and diamond drop earrings for $1,320. Those become instant family heirlooms, and they are really affordable for most budgets. Rough diamonds are becoming one of the most popular trends in the jewelry industry, and they are going to keep on growing. Rough diamonds have unique colors because they are natural and rough. And when they're set into platinum, which is a naturally white metal, that unique color really shines through. So Diamond in the Rough is one of the original brands that began using rough diamonds, but we're also seeing it translate into other brands. So Mark Schneider Design actually came up with a men's line with rough diamonds, and we can talk about some men's trends later. But rough diamonds have a unique look, and many brides feel that it really represents their unique relationship. So it's not, you know, it's a little bit off the beaten path, not exactly traditional, but it's a very modern take on a classic engagement ring. Many brands, including Quiot, Michael Bondanza, Mavona, Stephen Russell, are setting marquee-shaped cushion cuts in a horizontal fashion so that it lies east-west on the hands. It creates a bold new look, but you can still bring out some of those vintage and modern design elements. There is definitely a trend toward entry platinum jewelry, so that, as I mentioned, that's platinum jewelry that retails for $2,500 or less in the bridal market. But there are certainly shoppers at all price ranges. The show-stopping red carpet platinum and diamond pieces have not gone anywhere. We have this beautiful statement necklace from Quiot. It is beautiful marquee and round shaped diamonds set into platinum. Because it's in platinum, those diamonds are not going anywhere, and this will be a statement piece for many, many generations. We also have this beautiful wreath necklace from Diamond in the Rough, and it is rough diamonds set into platinum. The natural white color of platinum really makes rough diamond color pop, especially on the red carpet. The New York Times this summer actually first published a report on this trend of men engagement rings. And it's really great because brides and grooms typically waited until 3-6 months out to buy their wedding bands. And by that time, a lot of their income had been used on flowers and invitations and other disposable goods. But now men are wearing engagement rings, so they can really purchase those platinum and diamond high-quality instant heirloom pieces and wear them just like their brides. Mark Schneider Design is setting a lot of his men's wedding bands with diamond center stones, but many, many men are actually just using plain platinum and diamond wedding bands as an engagement ring. It's really just to show that they have also committed to a lifetime with their significant other. We have seen a lot of retailers saying that their platinum sales have gone up as a result of the rising price of gold. Platinum is a higher quality metal, and if it's only a small price difference, you're definitely going to go for the platinum.
Speaking of precious metals prices, here is how gold and platinum performed this week. For the latest industry news, check diamonds.net.